Tonight's shir, Simen Mem Beis, Sif Aleph and Sif Beis. Simen Mem Beis, Imutu Lushanos Tfilin Shal Yad Lishal Rosh. If it's permitted to change from Tfilin Shal Yad to Shal Rosh. Sif Aleph. Asur Lushanos Tfilin Shal Rosh Lasosin Shal Yad. It's forbidden to take from Shal Rosh and switch it into Shal Yad. Afilu likach ritzua mehem, even to take the strap from the shalvesh, v'litein b'shalyad and put it into the shalyad, asur is forbidden. V'pnei she'ein moridin l'kedusha chamura l'kedusha kala. Because we don't go down. We don't go from a more serious kedusha to a more light kedusha. V'shalvesh kedusha so chamura. The shalvesh is a serious kedusha, a severe kedusha. Sherubo shalshakai b'shalvesh, the majority of the Shem Hashem, the Shin and the Dalid is in the Shalroish. Al Mishal Yad, the Shalroish, Mutl Shanas. But to go the other way, from Shal Yad to Shalroish is permitted. From Hayu Chadoshim, if they are brand new, Sheidayan Lohenichim, they were never worn, Mutl Shanas, Afila Mishalroish, the Shal Yad. Then it would be permitted to go from Shalroish to Shal Yad. Shetoyla Aleim Michse Or Echod, you would take a solid piece of leather, one piece of leather, and cover over the four batim. V'niyim kabayis echad, to make it into one. So the halacha that you cannot go down in kedusha, and the kedusha of a shal roish is more chomer than the shal yad, is when the tefillin have been worn. But if the tefillin have not yet been worn, then it doesn't have the kedusha yet, and you could still change from shal roish to shal yad. And the way to do that would be to cover the four compartments of the shal roish with one piece of leather to make it one. Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatan Aleph, Yod. It's aser to change from Tfilin Shal Roish to Shal Yad. Afilu ein lo Shal Yad, even if he has no Shal Yad, v'yesh no shnayim Shal Roish, he has two Shal Roish Tfilin. I don't know how it happened, whatever it is, he ended up with two Shal Roish, he has no Shal Yad. It doesn't make a difference, you can't take one of the Shal Roish and make it Shal Yad. The Be'er Locha brings up Pimagadim, who's in question, is this halach of Ein Moridin Adin D'Araisa or Adin D'Rabbanan? And at the end, he concludes that he feels that it's Adin D'Araisa. And he brings from the Mishnah Yankiv that there's a right from the Yishalmi that it's D'Araisa. So this is serious. We cannot take from the Kedusha Chamur to the Kedusha Kala, even if that means you won't have a Shalyat. Sifkan Beis with Suah. You can't even take a strap. Upashit. To who had din nar take hamayucha the shalrosh? The same is true for the box that we put around our shalrosh. The gamhu bechlal tashmishe kedusha. It has a status called tashmishe kedusha. It serves the kedusha. Kamo ritzua. It's like a ritzua. Kedisa megillah daf chavav. Vechemuchach beragon. This is clear in the commentary of Vilna Gaon. Chenkasa meganavam le'el b'sof simechav ches. Meganavam ma'isus as well. So even the nartik, the box that protects the Tfilin Shal Roish, cannot be used for Tfilin Shal Yad. Once it's designated for Tfilin Shal Roish, it's considered the Arid of Bekedusha to use that box to protect Tfilin Shal Yad. Sif Katan Gimel Mehem Kasif HaMogen Avram, the Mogen Avram writes, Dim Nifzika Ritzua Shal Yad Samuch LaKesher. If the strap of the Ritzua Shal Yad tears near the knot, also lahafoich rosh ha'acher l'mala b'mokam shehu chazak, is forbidden to turn it around, take the end that's still strong that had been used until now around his fingers and hand, v'lasos bo ha'kesher shal yad, and to use that part for the knot of the tefillin shal yad, v'achaticha shehoye bo ha'kesher, and the piece of strap that tore where the knot had been until now, yikshar ata lazolamata, you would tie that piece of strap to the longer piece of ritzua, attach it, but now it's going to be at the bottom by the fingers. The morida mikedusha, so that is taking it down from its kedusha. Kimin shahoye bar kesher v'hayud, since originally it had the knot with the yud, va'ata yasebo krichos etzba'os, and now all it's going to do is wind around the fingers. This issue was discussed earlier in Simen Lamed Gimel. In Simen Lamed Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch talked about the tefillin strap that tears. im nifsaka haritsua. So the mechaber brought yesh matirin. Some would say you can sew it together. Others say the part that goes around the head and around the arm cannot be attached any which way, not with kashira, not with tefira. Whatever extends beyond that for the length of it, then there's no problem of tefira or kashira. You can tie it or sew it. So we're discussing reattaching that torn piece by knotting it together, but instead of being up by the bias where the knot is around the arm, it's the part that had been there will instead be down, wrapping around the fingers. And the Magen Avraham that the Mishnah Berurah is quoting is saying, you can't do that. That would be taking it down from its Kedusha. Kivan shehayu bar kesher v'hayud, until now, that's where the kesher was, that's where the yud was. V'ata yasibu k'richos espos, and now you're just winding around the finger. You can't do that. So what are you supposed to do? Ela oisa hachaticho tzricha geniza. The piece of strap that tore off where the knot of the shalyad used to be has to put into Sheamus to use it as an extension to the strap to end up by the fingers. That would be taking it down from its kedusha. You can't reattach it and use it like that, so that you put into Sheamus. Vim ein haratsua aruka kol kach, if the remaining piece of strap is not that long, azay lo yase krichos kol kach savayatz, you'll have to minimize the number of times you wind it around the arm. V'chein b'shal rosh, similarly with the tefillin shal rosh. Im nifsek masha makif harosh, if the part that goes around the head tears, asur lahafoich masha betoch hakesher, shiachutz lakesher. You can't take the part of the strap that until now been going around the head between the kesher, between the knot of the shal rosh and the bias shal rosh, and now you're going to attach it by tying it to the other end of the strap, and now it'll be outside of the knotted area around the head. You can't do that, mitam and off the same reason, because it's going to be a harodah mikedusha, so you'll have to put that piece in Sheamus as well. Amnam, however, im nifsika haratsua shalrosh mibachutz lahakesher, if the tefillin strap of the shalrosh tears, and it's not between the kesher and the bayis, but it's from the kesher hanging down, it's outside of the kesher, v'rotzo l'moshcha, and now you want to adjust this remaining strap to readjust the strap so that the part that had been until now around the head will be hanging down over the body, so that the strap should be the full length required in Simon and Gimel. Yesh, some say, that you can do. Even though you could say you're taking away a little of the Kedusha, shahari mekom hakesha yetolu lamata, because until now the strap was above the knot, and now that piece of strap is going to be below the knot. Ein zeharod, that's not called being married by Kedusha. Dal kaponim bo sechaticha yekesha, because ultimately it's the same strap that the kesher is part of. It's not like you're reattaching it and tying it to anything. It's the same piece of ritzua, so it's not called morid b'kedusha. V'yesh oivim, some say the gamze eino nachon, that even that's not right. Because there's still going to be an element of taking it down a notch of kedusha. Well, the free divam, according to what they're saying, hu adin, the same is true b'shal yad, the tefillin shal yad, im nifsika haritzua shal yad samach lahakesher, if the strap of the shal yad tore near the kesher, near the knot. Afilu im lo yirtzeh likshor lamata chaticha shenifsika, even if you're not going to tie the torn piece to the bottom and turn that piece that had been around the arm and the kesher, now that piece can be by the fingers, you won't do that. You'll put that piece in geniza. Afal pi kein lo yhafuch tachtas ritzua lamala lasos b'kesher, but you still can't turn the strap around so that the part of the strap that had been by the fingers should now be up, making the kesher, and the part that had been near the kesher is be by the fingers. Because it is an element of taking it down from Kedusha that until now, the piece of strap that had been closer to the knot of the shalyad is all the way down by the fingers. Initially it was close to the kesher. So one should be strict not to do that, unless you really had to. You don't have another strap. And at the point where the strap tore, hurach v'chalush, it's very soft and weak. And you really can't use that part to knot the yud and to wrap it around the arm, because it's very easily going to rip again. Oh, as yishlafach, so then you switch it around and take the stronger part of the strap, which had been by the hand, and put that up top, and the part that had been on top is going to be by the hand. Va'ayin be'alocha, lukum be'alocha. This machloikis, whether or not there's a problem of murid b'kedusha, when you move the strap, the same strap, just the question is, closer to the knot, further to the knot, closer to the yud of the shal-yad, or further away, that issue is discussed in Shari Tshuva as well. And if you look in Aruch HaShulchan, the Aruch HaShulchan says that Linnaeus Daiti, in my opinion, nira, it would appear. The etzem mokam ha-kesher ha-daled v'ha-yud, when it comes to the actual knot of the daled on the shal rosh and the yud of the shal yad, v'adai she'osu l'shanas, that should not be changed. V'kal v'choymer tefillin shal rosh, it's a kal v'choymer from tefillin shal rosh. She'en la'asosim shal yad, you can't make a shal rosh or shal yad, v'vnei ha-shin shabo, because of the shin. V'kol shkin be'etzem ois ha-shem she'osu l'shanos l'tzua p'shuta. And certainly the strap that had been used for the Shem Hashem, for the Daled and the Yud, should not be changed to be regular strap afterwards. Avalavad Makam HaKesher, but outside of the Makam HaKesher, nearly Dein Kapeda, there shouldn't be any concern. Bein Lamala, Bein Lamata, whether it's higher or lower, the Kulachad the Kedusha, it's one Kedusha. Vein Bezel Lamalu Lamata, there's no above and below. The Kula Nechrecha Salayad, the Tluya Bishalosh, it's all on the arm, it's all on the head. Umalim Smuchala Baislo, what difference make how close it is? You don't find that we should make a difference where the strap ran through the titura of the tefillin. So it shouldn't make a difference either. The actual kesher, the Aruch HaShulchan says, maybe that's going to be a concern, but not the strap and its proximity. However, that's not the way the Mishnah Berurah brings it. Mishnah Berurah brings it that one should be concerned about that as well. Siv Kon Daled, Bishel Roish. The Shel Roish has more Kedusha, and the Mechab explains, because the majority of Shaka is in the Shel Roish. The Shom Hu HaShin V'HaDaled. You have the Shin in the Bayis, and the Daled in the strap behind the head. As opposed to shayad, the ain't baraka kesher shayud. You only have the yud in the knot of the shayad. Sif katan hay, to go from the shayad to the shalroish mutter. Hana shayas alo arba batim. You're going to take a shayad that had one bias. You're going to make four batim. The yachnas called parosh of a bias shalom with each parosh in its compartment. Within the mutter likach parashas with suas mishayad the shalroish. You could also take the parashas and with suas from shayad to shalroish. Siv kon vav lo henicham. If it's brand new tefillin that were never worn, so then there was no kedusha. Lo henicham al roshoy. He never put them on his head. Afal pisha zimnam. Even though they were prepared, vehechinam shalroish. They were designated for the shalroish. Hazmon alav milsi. The designation and preparation is not halachically valid. It does not get kedusha of shalroish just because it was designated. Sivkan zayin kabayis echad. You want to turn a shalroish into a shalyad because the shalroish was never used before. So then you have to put a piece of leather over the shalroish four compartments to make it one. Afshem kasuv mal arba klafim. Even though it was written on four pieces of parchment, when asunim ba arba batim ben mifnim, and they're put in four separate compartments inside. B'diyev doesn't make a difference as long as on the outside, the ketzitza, the bias itself, is one piece of leather. We learned this in Simlan Beis. Ayin Shom, Ayin Be'alocha, look there, and in the Bi'ur Halocha. Se'if Beis. Im Hisna Aleya Mitchila. If he made a condition on the tefillin before he even started to or used, Afil Levashan Odom, even if someone wore them afterwards, he can change them. Even the shalroish to shalyad. So we said originally, you can't take shalroish and make it shalyad. But if he makes a condition up front, this bias, I'm not making this to be a shiur, I want to be able to change it to shalyad if I want. Then even if someone wears it for shalroish, he can make it to shalyad. This is at the time that he makes the shalroish. He makes his condition. Even if the condition is just, if I need to make it a shalyad, I'm going to be able to do that. Mahani at tonight, such a condition works. For kol shagain, and certainly it works, if he says, this is only temporary as a shalroish. This is only temporary. The first lashon is, if I want to change this to shayad later, I have the right to. The second lashon is, this is not meant to be a shalosh permanent basis, temporary only.
You should be able to make the tanai even later. Just
right, so that's the bare halacha. Can he make the tanai before the first time he wears it? That's the bare halacha discusses.